With the drawing of this love and the voice of this calling, we shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. Through the unknown remembered gate, when the last of earth left to discover is that which was the beginning, at the source of the longest river, the voice of the hidden waterfall, and the children in the apple tree, not known because not looked for, but heard, half heard, in the stillness between two waves of the sea. Quick now, here now, always. Quick now, here now, always. A condition of complete simplicity, costing not less than everything. And all shall be well, and all manner of, and all shall be well, and all manner of, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. When the tongues of flame are enfolded into the crowned knot of fire, and the fire and the rose are one. And the fire and the rose are one.
I have to hurry, I'm a captain. À manger du fromage et à boire de l'eau, tu crois que c'est intéressant?
Il
y a quelque chose là-dessous, tu entends? Il y a un vide. Can you hear it? It's hollow.
Yeah, that's a hiding place.
Don't open it.
Why not?
I don't know. Don't open it.
What about that? Can I open that? Wait a minute. Maybe there's jewels in it. Maybe there's gold. You're afraid?
No.
No? You're always afraid.
No, but maybe there's some family secrets inside.
Family secrets? I'll tell you about family secrets.
Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
I'm going to tell you about the family. A holy institution meant to breed virtue in savages. I want you to repeat it after me.
No, no! No!
Repeat it. Say, holy family. Come on, say it. Go on. Holy family, church of good citizens.
Church?
Yeah. Good citizen.
Good citizen!
Say it. Say it. The children are tortured until they tell the first lie.
Children. Children.
When the world is broken, you have repression.
When the world is broken, pressure.
With freedom.
Freedom. Freedom!
Freedom is assassinated.
Family.
Thank you. the scissors.
What?
Give me the fingernail scissors. No. I want you to cut fingernails on your right hand. These two.
That's it.
I want you to put your fingers up my ass.
What?
Put your fingers up my ass. Are you deaf? Go on. I'm gonna get a pig. I'm gonna have the pig fuck you. And I want the pig to vomit in your face. And I want you to swallow the vomit. You gonna do that for me?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I want the pig to die while you're fucking. And then you have to go behind them. I want you to smell the dying fart of the pig. You gonna do all of that for me?
Yes, and more than that. And worse. What did you call?
Chicken shit all over me?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
To the house of the cows.
Cows.
I will be your cow, too.
Man, listen. I get to milk you twice a day. How about that?
I hate the country.
What do you mean you hate the country?
I hate it. I prefer to go to the hotel. Come on. Let's go
no.
to the hotel. Come on.
Listen, let's dance. Let's dance. Come on. Which one do you want to be? Which one do you want to be? Hey, this
Love affair, my darling. Kiss me, sweetheart.
Oh. Oh.
farewell forever. Farewell, you sweet peach blossom. Oh, my butterfly. I.
Walking like a dog
forever. Oh, my
boy. So bad. Why'd you force that old man out of the picture? Why'd you treat that young lady like a leper?
Dirty
She's
boss.
Not a leper. What the? What did you wear last week, Weber?
Where remember you?
Why did you leave the organization?
What would your old man say, Weber?
Why did you betray us?
He hurt me, Weber. You're playing a dirty game.
That's a black and tan fact.
Who does he think he is?
Who do you think you are?
You're on the wrong horse.
Where did you come to this place?
Last year.
Where did you come from?
Somewhere else.
Why did you come here?
My feet hurt.
Why did you stay?
I had a headache.
Did you take anything for it?
Yes.
What?
Fruit salts.
Eno's or Andrew's?
Did
you stir properly? Did they fizz?
Now, wait, you...
Did they fizz? Did they fizz or didn't they fizz?
He doesn't know.
You don't know? What's happened to your memory, Weber? When did you last have a bath?
I have one every...
Don't lie.
You betrayed the organization. I know him.
You don't.
What can you see without your glasses?
Anything.
Take off his glasses. Weber, you're a fake. When did you last wash up a cup?
The Christmas before last.
Where?
Lion's Corner House.
Which one?
Marble Arch.
Where was your wife?
In...
Answer.
What wife?
What have you done with your wife?
He's killed his wife.
Why did you kill your wife?
What wife? How did he kill her?
How did you kill her?
You throttled her.
With arsenic.
There's your man.
Where's your old mum?
In a sanatorium.
Yes.
Why did you never get married?
She was waiting at the porch.
You skedaddled from the wedding.
You left her in the lurch.
You left her in the pudding club.
She was waiting at the church.
Weber, why did you change your name?
I forgot the other one.
What's your name now?
Joe Soap.
You stink of sin.
I can smell it.
Do you recognize an external force?
What?
Do you recognize an external force?
That's the question.
Do you recognize an external force responsible for you, suffering for you?
It's late.
Late? Late enough. When did you last pray?
He's sweating.
When did you last pray?
He's sweating.
Is the number 846 possible or necessary?
Neither.
Wrong. Is the number 846 possible or necessary?
Both.
Wrong. It's necessary but not possible.
Both.
Wrong. Why do you think the number 846 is necessarily possible?
Must be.
Wrong. It's only necessarily necessary. We admit possibility only after we grant necessity. It is possible because necessary, but by no means necessary through possibility. The possibility can only be assumed after the proof of necessity.
Right.
Right? Of course right. We're right and you're wrong, Weber, all along the line.
All along the line.
Where is your lechery leading you?
You'll pay for this.
You stuff yourself with dry toast.
You contaminate womankind.
Why don't you pay the rent?
Mother defiler.
Why do you pick your nose?
I demand justice.
What's your trade?
What about Ireland?
I play the piano.
How many fingers do you use?
No hands.
No society would touch you, not even a building society.
You're a traitor to the cloth.
What do you use for pyjamas?
Nothing.
You verminate the sheet of your birth.
What about the Albigensis heresy?
Who altered the wicket in Melbourne?
What about the Blessed Oliver Plunkett?
Speak up, Weber. Why did the chicken cross the road?
He wanted to.
He doesn't know.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
He wanted to. He wanted to.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
He doesn't know which came first.
You know your own face?
Wake him up. Stick a needle in his eye.
Plague Weber, you're an overthrow.
Stick a needle in his eye.
Plague Weber, you're an overthrow.
Stick a needle in his eye.
Plague Weber, you're an overthrow.
What about Trotter?
We can stir him.
What about Trotter?
We can stir him.
The Hollow Men by T.S. Eliot. We are the Hollow Men. We are the stuffed men leaning together, headpiece filled with straw. Alas, our dried voices when we whisper together are quiet and meaningless as wind in dry grass, or rat's feet over broken glass in our dry cellar. Shape without form, shade without color, paralyzed force, gesture without motion. Those who have crossed with direct eyes to death's other kingdom, remember us, if at all, not as lost, violent souls, but only as the Hollow Men, the stuffed men. Eyes I dare not meet in dreams in death's dream kingdom. These do not appear.
Where
the eyes of sunlight on a broken column.
We
there
are the stuffed
is a tree
men.
Swinging,
leaning
and
together,
voices in the wind singing,
alas,
more distant
our dried
and
voices
more solemn than
when
fading stars.
Together a quiet.
Let me be no nearer in Death's dream kingdom.
In dry grass,
let me also wear such deliberate disguises.
Over broken glass,
rat's coat
in our dry cellar,
crow's skin, cross staves in a field
form,
behaving as the wind behaves,
without
no nearer.
Paralyzed force,
not that
gesture,
final meeting
without
in the twilight kingdom.
Those who have
this
crossed
is the dead land.
Direct eyes to death.
This is the
kingdom.
Cactus land.
Remember us.
Here the stone images they raise. Here
souls,
they receive the supplication of
the
a dead man's
man.
Hand.
The
under the twinkle
man.
Of a fading star. Is it like this in Death's other kingdom, waking alone at the hour when we are trembling with tenderness? Lips that would kiss form prayers to broken stone. The eyes are not here. There are no eyes here. In this valley of dying stars, in this hollow valley, this broken jaw of our lost kingdoms. And this last of beating places, we grope together and avoid speech. Gathered on this beach of the Turmid River, sightless, unless the eyes reappear as the perpetual star, multifoliated rose of Death's twilight kingdom. The hope only of empty men. Here we go round the prickly pear, the prickly pear,
the prickly pear.
Here we go round the prickly pear at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Between the idea and the reality, between the motion and the act, falls a shadow, for thine is the kingdom. Between the conception and the creation, between the emotion and the response, falls the shadow. Life is very long.
Between the idea and the reality, between the motion and the act, falls the shadow, for thine is the kingdom. Between the conception and the creation, between the emotion and the response, falls the shadow. Life is very long. Between the desire and the spasm, between the potency and the existence, between the essence and the decent, falls the shadow. For thine is the kingdom. For thine is life is. For thine is the. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with a whimper.
Is it like this in Death's other kingdom, walking alone at the hour when we are trembling with tenderness? Lips that would kiss form prayers to broken stones. The eyes are not here, there are no eyes here in this valley of dying stars, in this hollow valley, this broken jaw of our lost kingdoms. This last of meeting places, we grope together and avoid speech. Gathered on the beach of the Turmid River, sightless, useless, the eyes reappear as the perpetual star, multifoliate, rose of death's twilight kingdom, the hope only of empty men. Here we go round the prickly pear. Here we go round. Here we go round the prickly pear. 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 At 5 o'clock in the morning. At 5 o'clock in the morning. At 5 o'clock in the morning. Between the idea and the reality. Between the idea and the reality. Between the shadow and the reality. The shadow. Thine is the kingdom. The shadow. Thine is the kingdom. The shadow. Thine. Between the conception and the creation. Between the conception and the response. Forth the shadow. Response. Forth the shadow. Life is very long. The shadow. Desire and the spasm, between the desire and the spasm, between the potency, spasm, between the potency, and the existence, and the existence, between the essence and the descent, fall the shadow, and the descent, fall the shadow, and the descent, fall the shadow. For thine is the kingdom.
Discount on all inflammable goods.
We'll watch you.
Advise you.
Give you proper care and treatment.
Make sure you use the club bar.
Keep a table reserved.
Help you acknowledge the fast days.
Bake your cakes.
Help you kneel on kneeling days.
Give you a free pump.
Take you for constitution.
Give you hot tips.
We'll provide the skipping rope.
The vest and pants.
The ointment.
The hot poultice.
The finger stall.
The abdomen belt.
The earplug.
The baby powder.
The back scratcher.
The spare tire.
The stomach pump.
The oxygen tent.
The prayer wheel.
The plaster of Paris.
The crash helmet.
The crutches.
A day and night service.
All on that.
That's it.
We'll make a man of you.
And a woman.
Reorientated.
You'll be rich.
You'll be adjusted.
You'll be our pride and joy.
You'll be our men.
You'll be a success.
You'll be integrated.
You'll give orders.
You'll make decisions.
You'll be a magnet.
A statesman.
You'll own yachts.
Animals.
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 Animals. Animals. I said animals. I said animals.
you say? What do you think, eh, boy?
What's your opinion, sir, of this prospect, sir?
What's your opinion of such a prospect, eh, Stanley? Well, Stanny boy, what do you say, eh?
What's your opinion, sir? Mr. Weber, what's your opinion?
What do you say, Stan? What do you think of the prospect?
What's your opinion of the prospect?
Still the same old Stan. Come with us. Come on, boy.
Come along with us.
Where are you taking him?
We're taking him to Monty.
He can stay here.
Don't be silly.
We can look after him here.
Why do you want to look after him?
He's my guest.
He needs special treatment.
We'll find someone.
No, Monty's the best there is. Bring him, McCann.
Leave him alone.
Why don't you come with us, Mr. Bowles?
Yes. Why don't you come with us?
Come with us to Monty. There's plenty of room in the car.
Stan! Don't let them tell you what to do.
Petey slowly goes to the table. He sits. He picks up the paper, opens it. The strips fall to the floor.
The car's gone.
Yeah.
Have they gone?
Yeah.
Won't they be in for lunch?
No.
Oh, what a shame. It's hot out. What are you doing?
Reading.
Is it good?
All right.
Where's Stan? Is Stan down yet, Petey?
No, he's...
Is he still in bed?
Yes, he's still asleep.
Still? He'll be late for his breakfast.
Let him sleep.
Wasn't it a lovely party last night?
I wasn't there.
Weren't you?
I came in afterwards.
Oh. It was a lovely party. I hadn't laughed so much for years. We had dancing and singing and games. You should have been there.
It was good, eh?
I was the belle of the ball.
Were you?
Oh, yes.
I bet you were, too.
Oh, it's true. I was. I know I was.
Thank you. white, they laid it out on a piece of paper on a scale and weighed up exactly 100 milligrams. And then they gave it to me and they told me to literally pour it in my mouth and see what it tasted like. So that way I would remember it because, you know, the taste is distinctual. And as I think about it, it just makes me pucker, you know. It's just nasty. It's so bitter and just, I don't know how to even come close to describe the taste of pure MDMA powder, but nasty. So anyway, I took it and I started noticing effects, you know, shortly after, maybe, you know, 15 to 30 minutes after I started to feel effects of it. And what I noticed first was that my body started feeling really good. Like if you would touch my skin, it was like everything was just so good feeling. And the sounds sounded clearer, and like there was more depth to the music that we were listening to than there was on anything that I'd ever heard before. I mean, because pot doesn't really make music sound better, at least to me, and alcohol never did. Alcohol made me, you know, want to party more, but it never, you know, made me, you know, experience sound like that. And so this was so new to me, and I just loved it. I fell in love with MDMA instantly, and because it makes you feel happier than you've ever felt in your life, and it's just the ideal feeling of bliss. And there's no other way to really describe it. Everything you touch, everything you hear, everything that you feel, every sense that you have is like maxed out to the happiness level that it's never experienced before, and the best that it ever feels. So it was wonderful. And so it lasted for, you know, 4 to 6 hours. And then it started to fade away. And then the next day I woke up and I felt great. I actually still kind of felt like I was on it a little bit, which was weird. And that lasted for a couple of days where I just felt happier and everything seemed better in life. So it was really good. But one thing that I noticed is the more I did MDMA, the more I felt what is called a back end. And that means that you actually start to feel kind of depressed for 3-4 days afterwards, and you know, your body hurts and you just feel like crap. And so whenever they gave me the MDMA originally, they said, look, you know, never do MDMA more than 10 to 15 times in your life, because each time that you do it, you are going to feel this back end worse. And so you really, you know, you should only do it specific times. And I'm like, MDMA is the best drug ever. I'm not going to listen to you. And now I wish I really would have. Because, I mean, well, I guess most street pills don't even have that much MDMA in them. They do have MDMA, but they also have, like, meth, DXM, you know, other additives put in them as fillers, basically. And they'll have some MDMA, so that way they test up as having MDMA. But they'll have other stuff, too, like caffeine, then DXM, that'll kind of boost the MDMA, so that way they can save money on the street pills. And so, like, I mean, most of you guys, when you're taking street pills and you're not feeling a really bad back end, that's because your street pills weren't 100% MDMA. But when you're taking 100% MDMA, you will feel a back end from it, especially if you do it, you know, time after time after time. Like, let's say you do it one weekend and you do it 2 times in a night, and then, like, the next weekend you do it, and the next weekend you do it. By the end of the month, you are going to be feeling like crap afterwards. And here is what I've discovered to actually stop that feeling bad, you know, and that is to take L-tyrosine, because what is a supplement that you can get at the health food store. It's an amino acid, and it costs like $10 for a huge bottle of it. You know, they're 500 milligram capsules. You can take 2 or 3 of them at a time. They're not going to hurt you. You know, they're found in meat. If you eat meat, you'll get L-tyrosine naturally. But this is a way that you can just get specifically L-tyrosine. And what it will do is it will increase your dopamine levels, and that will really help whenever you're feeling like crap 3-4 days afterwards and you're just feeling depressed. And another thing that you might try is taking 5-HTP, because 5-HTP will increase your serotonin. And MDMA works on serotonin and dopamine. So if you take both of these, it'll help you feel better faster. And that's, you know, that's what we always did, was take the supplements afterwards. And I think that that'll really help. But also,
surrealismo, surrealismo.
slušate Radio Xanax 108.9 Hegamirca. Radio Xanax. 24 časa antidepresije.
Istina je da je lijek prvenstveno registriran u indikaciji terapije epilepsije, ali druga indikacija mu je terapija paničnih ataka, s obzirom da spada u grupu lijekova koji se inače daje u tim stanjima. Znači se može koristiti u liječenju bolesti koje navodite. Lijep pozdrav, dr. Kaviola Masarić-Šarinić.
Ja vaju.
Slušalci, slušate modernu emisiju Radio Xanaxa i udruženih anksiolitičkih stanica. Po najnovim informacijama koje smo dobili, oluja koja je počela da besni pre neki dan se više dobija na intenzitetu. Gotovo pola države je pretvoreno u ruševine, dok slična sudbina čeka i drugi deo. Samo je pitanje vremena. Takođe, od dopisnika saznajemo i da je Evropa razorena vetrom nezapamćene snage. Na ulicama vlada haos, požari, poplave. Građana nema jer bi isto trenutku oluje bili odneseni ko zna kuda. Slične vesti se teškom mukom, istina, ali nekako probijaju iz ostatka sveta. Možete pretpostaviti o kakvom se globalnom nevremenu radi, kad je sinoć jedan Kinez brzinom metka uleteo u naš studio, razbivši prozor na sedmom spratu, param parčet. Svemoćna sila prirode, uobličena u vetar, izgleda da ga je odigla sa zemlje i zavitila preko pola globusa pravo u zgradu naše stanice. Ostanite i dalje uz program Radio Xanaxa. Ovo je jedini radio koji će vam pomoći da prebrodite i ovo.
Radio Xanaxa. Slušajte
Radio Xanaxa 108.9 Academy Radio Xanax 24 časa antidepresija.
The meaning of life.
Let the Xanax be with you. Слушайте, Радио Xanax, 108.9. Radio Xanax.
Yeah, what's happening?
The Big Brother's not so much watching or listening in as he will about the other time now.
Shape without form, lost.
the hollow men. We are the stuffed men. We are the stuffed. Leaning together, yet we still render strong. Alas, our dried voices cannot be whispered together.
Such deliberate disguises as red skull, blue skull, or stain of the field. Behaving as the wind behaves, or never. Not that final meeting of death, or no kingdom. This is the dead end. This is the cactus land. This is the way the world...